With Effingham Radio News, I'm Vanessa Torres. Today I have with me Philip Zaleski from the Illinois Fire Safety Alliance. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me on.
Oh, that is wonderful. Well, I'm very interested in discussing how families prepare for a smoke alarm situation. This week, I believe, is Fire Prevention Week, right?
It is. It's always the first full week in October, and so we are in the middle of Fire Prevention Week right now. And yeah, you have it right on the head with smoke alarms.
Mm-hmm.
They're the first line of defense if a fire does happen to break out in the home. Mm-hmm. And so every home should have smoke alarms to help protect family members, pets, and even property. The sooner you realize that there's a fire in your home, the quicker you can get out of your home,
mm-hmm.
the quicker you can call 911 to have the fire department respond. And hopefully they're able to save as much of the house as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And that all starts by having functioning, working smoke alarms in the home,
mm-hmm.
for sure.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I saw recently that your organization released a press release titled, "You and Your Family Are Fast Asleep when the Smoke Alarm Sounds. Do You Know What to Do?" It's interesting because you stated in the release that developing and practicing a hope escape plan is like building muscle memory. I would love to have you elaborate on that. Like, I mean, how can families prepare for that kind of situation?
Sure. Yeah, and this year's Fire Prevention Week theme is Every Second Counts, Plan Two Ways Out.
Mm-hmm.
And what that is basically reinforcing that everyone needs to have an escape plan and that they practice it multiple times a year. So in the event that there is a fire in the home, that they're not thinking, they're just doing. And there's some real easy steps that can happen within the home for the family members to make sure that they get out safely if a fire does occur. The first thing is creating an escape plan, which is nothing more than drawing an outline of the house, including all of the rooms and all of the floors. And basically what you're going to do is draw lines on how to escape every room and having two escape routes, whether that be through a doorway, whether that be through a window. You should always have two plans to get out of any room, because if one of the areas is blocked by the fire, you obviously need to have some type of backup to get out. With it being Fire Prevention Week, it's always a good time to practice that fire drill. We recommend that you practice the fire drill twice a year, maybe do one during the day and one at night, so it gives you different scenarios. And then you should also practice using those different ways out of the house as well.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of the other things that adults should be reminding children when they're going over this plan as a family is to have the children learn how to escape the home on their own if the adults can't get to them. So it's important that if the children are old enough that they try escaping the house on their own when practicing the plan. And then once you get out of the house, make sure that you get to a safe meeting place, whether that be a mailbox, a tree, a light post, somewhere outside of the house and somewhere that's far enough away from the house so you don't get injured. It's important that everybody meets at that one spot because what will happen is the fire department will show up on the scene and they'll ask if everyone is out of the house. If everyone's at the meeting place, you'll know that everyone's out of the house. If someone goes to the back of the home, you may not know that, and you may be telling the firefighters wrong information where they could be going into a dangerous situation, but no one may be in the house. And then lastly, once you do get out of the house, if you're practicing your escape plan and if something does actually happen, once you get out of the house, you have to remind everyone to never go back inside. Even if someone else is in the house, or a pet or some type of toy or property, you never want to go back inside of a burning building. You want to wait for the fire department to show up and let them do their job to try to help anybody that may still be inside the house.